Blog Talk Radio.
We gon' get this whole club jumpin', shorty on the dance floor shaking, thumping, hell crazy, high heels on, baby girl, this your song.
Y'all know what it is.
Baby, this ain't trickin', we got it. Although what you want at the bar, we pops it. Hell crazy, high heels on, baby girl, this your song.
Y'all know what it is.
We gon' get this whole club jumpin', shorty on the dance floor shaking, thumping, hell crazy, high heels on.
My boy Gesto, what's good, Jay? Let me scream at him for a minute.
Yo, flying, flashy, doing my thing. Deep down in the club, making it rain. And gas in the VIP. When I step up in the club, all eyes on me. I hit the dance floor, do the swag on. Please excuse my hands, they get their grab on. 700 on the plot, it's 20 for the mate. Turn out to bump into me and make me feel my drink. Got it full of rosé, chick full of color. Two-stepping with a nigga, baby mama. But we can tell that he don't want no drama. It's our block, gun stop, he going to one shot.
We gon' get it up.
What are you ready to do, man?
I'm hot, I'm fat, I'm sway, man. I'm ready, cool like an AC.
The week was the Tiger situation.
Yeah.
And,
and that's been rocking all week. The Tiger thing's been rocking all week long. And basically, if people do not know what's going on, there's an alleged transgender. And you can't even really call it a transgender because I heard you still have the pee-pee.
Yeah, because I know they have, like, classifications like post-op, pre-op or whatever.
Right.
But I don't think necessarily you're transgender until you lop that bad boy off.
Right, and from what I understand, I believe his name is Mia Isabella. From what I understand, Mia has the boobs.
Uh-huh.
You know, she's taking the hormones or whatever, but I heard she still has the chopper in her pants.
Mm.
So from what I'm hearing, from allegedly, we'll say allegedly, because it hasn't been proven yet, but it just ain't looking good for little Tiger Pop, as Kylie Jenner calls him. It looks as though
Tiger Pop, that is so, like, what is that?
Transgender is saying that she has been in a sexual relationship with Tiger, and of course Tiger knows that the transgender, well, we'll just call him transgender, was that. Some tweets, I mean, some texts were supposed to be released that's supposed to be of, and I mean, I never know when how trustworthy is that? Okay, I know these people can do anything, but how trustworthy is it when they have texts that's exposed and they put it online? How easy is it to fake those?
Very easy. I actually have some people on my team who can create IDs if you need them to, let alone a fake text message that can get posted online.
Right.
It's very easy. I mean, it's not difficult. We're in the age of technology, so before, it was almost like, show me the letter, or show me the note my husband wrote you, and you could be like, bitch,
right.
Yep, that's his handwriting. Now, you can create, as long as you know how to work Photoshop, which, you know, any, you know, kid in elementary school knows how to do right about now. Anybody can create that stuff. So I don't know. I mean, would I believe it? Absolutely, because you got a lot of industry dudes where, you know, technically they see it as, well, she looks like a girl, you know, what
right.
that mouth do, or, you know, they try to get all up in their ass. So I wouldn't say that I don't believe it, but, you know, also if the story did come out to be completely bogus and forged, but who's going to dig that deep? Like, it ain't that serious. It's fucking Tiger. It ain't Obama, you know. You know, but people can't do it.
Yeah, and I also believe in the number 646-595-4038. We got some bloggers calling up tonight, Mote site that's got it popping on Instagram. And, you know, it's killing the scene right now. People think that the Shade Room is the only blog that's popping on Instagram, but I got some people that's for the call tonight. They said it's better than the Shade Room, so you all know that now. But, yeah, the thing is this. She came out and she's saying that, you know, they had the relationship, and then, of course, well, you know, Tiger is going to come back with the old, oh, the devil is working. You know, whatever, you know what?
when people try to get too
right.
fucking spiritual, you're like, ah, oh, that nigga did it. Like, that nigga's guilty, because it's always the devil. Celebrities, even if they're not Haitian by birth or descent, they are Haitian by association, because, you know, oh, Haitian would be like, oh, that's the devil. Anything goes wrong, that's the devil. Celebrities are all fucking Haitian by association once they state that fucking phrase.
You're right. Oh, that's nothing but the devil. Now, all of a sudden, so the devil had nothing to do with you dating a 16-year-old when she was 15, or when she's 17
exactly.
now. You've been fucking with her. So the devil had nothing to do with that. But it's the devil with this. It would not surprise me one bit, Tiger, because you also have to remember, some tweets now are now coming out back from 2013. Where people were saying that, you know, where she was tweeting him and other people were saying stuff like, oh, don't worry, girl, they just jealous because this, that, and that was 2013. The text messages are starting, the tweets are starting to resurface. And if you remember, that was right around the time that he was doing that porn stuff.
Uh-huh.
Because if you remember, he did a porn.
Yep.
With a bunch of porn. I think Skin Diamond was in it. I think Capri Anderson was in it. And a couple other people. So he did that porn. around that time. So that's when he started meeting all those people. So the thing that's ironic is if it did take place in 2013, he was not only he wasn't cheating, he was cheating on China as well.
Uh-huh.
Because they were still together then.
Yep. And wait, and where's China from again?
Black China. You know what? I'm going to say she's from... I don't even know. Maybe my bloggers will be able to tell me. But I know she was working down at King of Diamonds. I don't think she's a New Yorker. She's either from South or I'm going to say she's from... I'm going to say Miami. She was working down at King of Diamonds. I'm going to say Miami or Philly or something. But I'm going to have to ask some of my bloggers. But...
I was going to say, because if she's from the South, you know them South girls, they'll share their boyfriends with another man or a tranny in a heartbeat. So Black China may actually have some dirt on his ass, so that's probably why he fell back on kind of bashing her.
good point. 646-595-4038. So we'll visit the Tiger thing. You know, of course, people were coming at Kylie like, oh, good for you, girl. And then people just hate on the poor little Kylie, who really sits and doesn't say much. But speaking of Kardashians, we'll get back to them. So Kourtney Kardashian has so-called finally cut this dude loose. There were some pics that got out. Right, now I want to ask you about this, because even though my site, Hot Sugar, and remember that site is IG_HotSugar on Instagram. I have bloggers on there that do an incredible job. They stay up all night and all day. I know you probably see it coming across your timeline, Ari.
Absolutely.
So the Kourtney Kardashian so-called, there were some pictures that got out of Scott Disick and his ex-girlfriend, who was actually a Hollywood fashion designer. Her name is Chloe Bartelli. Boy, he liked them Chloes, don't he?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He had to get a Chloe sooner or later. Chloe Bartelli. And some pictures leaked out, and it got back to Kourtney. Now, let me ask you something, Ari, because you're usually pretty good with this. Now, she so-called finally dumped him, and now, don't you think Scott is going to know that there's cameras or no matter where he goes? He's going to be out in public with a girl who happens to be his ex-girlfriend. He's going to be in public with the girl.
Think about it. Once a man
think
knows he got a girl,
for this reality show?
No. Once a man, be it a celebrity, a broke-down fucking bus driver, unemployed nigga, once they know they got a girl, they don't give a fuck. Like, bitch, where you going? Either way, even if we ain't together, you're in my life because you were dumb enough to push out 3 or 4 fucking kids for me. So technically the fear of losing you is no longer there, because at the end of the day, until my last kid is 18, you still have to deal with me. It don't matter how much money you got. It don't matter the fame. And I honestly, one thing I can say about Scott, he's a fucked up person emotionally, but he's always stayed true to the fact that I'm going to be true to me. I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want to do, and you can either like it, love me, whatever. And she chose to stick in there. She chose to have more kids. I don't have empathy for her. Technically, she's doing better than half the bitches out here that got 5 kids from the same nigga and then finally decides to leave them, because Kourtney can afford to move on and find things to keep her busy and happy and travel the world. When you got Keisha up in the projects trying to figure out where she went wrong in life with her 5 fucking kids. So I ain't got no sympathy for that bitch.
So you think, you really think that Scott went out there, got caught, because he knew the cameras, he knew someone was going to take a picture. Because people love drama, a lot of people never wanted to really see Scott with Kourtney. A lot of people were saying, even her sisters told her a long time ago, this is before Khloe changed her mind and decided she wanted to fuck him. Even their sisters were saying that Scott wasn't the person for her. So, you know, as soon as pictures come out, you know people were going to run, and they forwarded all the pictures to Kourtney. And then the next day, there was pictures of people taking Scott's shit out of Kourtney's home, out of their home. So, and someone did mention, I think it's for the reality show because their new season coming up. They're running out of storylines. Kim is happily married, so she's no longer going to be controversial. Kanye ain't going to allow no, he's not going to fake no breakup or no garbage like that. So Kim's storyline is really, their storyline is really starting to get so, you know, starting to get dry. You know, Northwest is growing up. She's pregnant again. Okay, we did the pregnancy thing already. Her and Kanye ain't faking no fights. And he's definitely not going to have any fights being broadcast. So one person did make a good point. He's saying, you know, the Kardashians, they just signed a new contract. They need storylines. So maybe they're faking the whole Scott-Courtney thing, and then they break up for one season, and then they spend the whole next season after that getting back together.
But you know what?
Get married,
don't nobody really give a fuck about Scott and Courtney to do a whole season on.
Right.
Don't nobody give a fuck. So I think it just happened that this shit unraveled while filming took place, because at the end of the day, there are certain amounts of reality TV that are actual real life. I mean, these people aren't robots that get turned off and put in a basement in, you know, E! Network when the show goes off the air. These are people with real fucked up issues and everything else. So I think it was just a coincidence that it happened while they're filming, but don't nobody give a fuck about those two. Like, Courtney is like the older, like, you know, frumpy sister. You know what I mean? She has to be the responsible one. She's the one who pushed out all these fucking kids, so she can't travel like that. She ain't fucking Kim, where it's like, oh, I got a bazillion freaking nannies. No, she's kind of that, like, old maid sister. So ain't nobody thinking about them bitches. At least not her and him.
646-595-4038. If any bloggers call up, this is Blogger Saturday. Wait for my bloggers to call up. Promote your blog. Spit some tea. You know, discuss your story of the week. You have to press 1, though, once you get on the line. You know, once you press 1, that raises your hand and lets me know you want to talk. Until then, I'm not going to know what you want to talk. Okay. What else? Oh, Nick Cannon, the old friend of Indaya Morrell. Probably you too. Nick Cannon is back in the news. Okay, as we know, Mariah Carey has got her new billionaire boyfriend that she's trying to hurry up and marry. She's trying to rush this damn divorce now. Now all of a sudden, since she meets the billionaire boyfriend, she wants to rush this divorce. She wants to rush the divorce and marry this billionaire boyfriend. Nick Cannon on, you know, on Thursdays, they have the Throwback Thursday, right? Mm-hmm. So Nick Cannon puts up a Throwback Thursday picture of him and Kim Kardashian. Nick, you haven't learned yet. Now, Kim Kardashian, as it was reported to me plenty of times before this even took place from one of a good publisher's friend of mine, and she told me the moment she heard that them two were married, that Mariah and Nick Cannon was married, she told me, and I didn't, but I'm going to admit, Nicole, I'm only going to say her first name. Nicole, I have to admit, I didn't believe you. She said, Heaven, it's not going to work because Nick is still not over Kim Kardashian. So now, once they, Mariah pulled the plug, or the last straw, so to speak, I heard that she was very, that she, you know, the word around Hollywood is she despises Kim Kardashian because Nick reportedly finds ways to mention her all through their marriage for some reason. Oh, you know, laugh, fake laugh. Oh, look at her. Oh, she's a hoe. Oh, it's another. And we'll always seem to mention her. Then, of course, that infamous interview where he once again mentioned Kim Kardashian and then put Mariah, when the guy asked him, name 5 people you slept with in Hollywood. Now, Mariah's already warned you to keep that bitch's name out your mouth. Okay, yep. So you have slept with more than 5 women, Nick. You did not have to say that. You just had. He constantly has to remind us that he messed with Kim Kardashian. So once he did that, and then on top of that, threw his wife in the same category, named his wife as 1 of the 5, and then a week later, that bitch was trying to get divorce papers. So now, here he is again, still mentioning Kim. What is wrong with Nick Cannon? What is it that he cannot, that we saw it with Ray J? You know, we saw it, and I know everyone says, well, that sex tape was boring as hell. There's something about Kim, because it's not like she's the richest bitch. I mean, so what is it that about Kim Kardashian that Nick Cannon is willing to throw away his damn marriage, Ray J still mentioned that 10 years after the sex tape.
But no, you know what? I can say Ray J's valid, though, because that sex tape, despite it fucking sucking, put her on the map. So Ray J, he's going to milk a fucking dead cow until there is nothing else to come from it. But he at least has the right to, because it's something that they did together that kind of made the world start knowing who she was. And more so, not even because it was Ray J. At the time, it was like Brandy's little brother, sex tape, Kim Kardashian, you know, Rob Kardashian, deceased attorney, O.J. Simpson attorney, you know, dream team lawyer's daughter. So it was actually the perfect storm of enough bigger names to be associated with those two motherfuckers to make that tape big. So Ray J can somewhat be like, oh, well, I was in the tape, so, you know, and she was sucking my dick. That's what made her famous. But Nick Cannon's like that little boy who, no matter how much money he has, how much toys he has, he's still a cornball. You know what I mean? You have enough, you know him. You got dudes that be on the block where it's like, it don't matter, nigga, what you got. You still a cornball. Don't nobody respect you.
Right.
So he still finds ways and reasons to try to still talk and seem relevant when it comes to people that are currently still relevant.
And he's a rich guy. I don't get it.
Listen, rich don't cure cornball status. It's not like, oh, all of a sudden I'm rich or I'm wealthy. I'm no longer a fucking cornboy or a fuckboy. No, you just have more shit to shine, you know, that brings more attention to you being a fucking fuckboy.
646-595-4003. I'm going to get some calls. It's funny, Drea tweeted, it's funny you said, Drea had a tweet. I think her last tweet was, if you're corny, you're corny. Don't matter how much money you have, you're just a corny nigga with money.
Exactly.
Okay, 520 area code. You're on Hot Sugar with Evan Hollywood and Adi Good.
Yo, what up, man?
What's going on? Who am I talking to?
It's Famous.
Famous, what's going on? Okay, but with my applause. Where's my goddamn applause? Famous, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, Ari. And Ari, I know you've seen it. This right here, and it's famous.com for everybody. This is the premier blog on Instagram. I run the Hot Sugar blog, and let me tell you something, Famous, and I'm not saying this just because you're on the line. I always check in with my people. Because I have them doing the blog. I ain't staying up 24 hours. That's out. I always check in with them, and I say, what's the blog we have to go after? I used to say Shade Room. Cause see, that's how you know, fooled the Shade Room has everybody. And my people, I talk to Cuban, I talk to them, and they say, no, Heaven, the number one blog on Instagram is Famous. And welcome to the show, man.
Yo, what's up, man? What's up, y'all?
Hello.
So it's famous.com. How long you been blogging? And you do you realize that you overtake the Shade Room in a lot of people's eyes?
Look at y'all being messy. Oh man, you know I do what I do. I try my best.
And so as far as that goes, I know people. I look on there. You know, like I said, I glance on there from time to time because I really don't know the hell I'm doing on an Instagram blog. So I just leave it up to people know what they're doing. But I glance on there, and I be seeing the exclusive. You know, I be seeing you pop on with some stories before I see hit the Shade Room. What's going on with that? Do they credit you? Do they have an issue with them? Do they know you're coming? Do they know you're coming?
She know I'm coming. Actually, you know, we text each other. We had a little beef for a while, but we ended that shit. But we text each other, you know. But they know I'm coming. You know, they know I'm the truth. Everybody know I'm the truth, man.
That's famous.com, man. How long you been doing that?
2 years.
Two years,
man.
Yep. Wow. And now, did you do the Instagram first, or did you do the website first and then cross over to Instagram?
No, I started on Facebook. I didn't know nothing about this blog. I started on Facebook, and then I went to Instagram about the end of the last year, and they deleted me. Somebody got me deleted.
Mm.
And then, so I had to come over. But I have a website. Facebook, website, and Instagram.
Okay, so shout out your website. Also, I want to tell you about what has been your most viewed or most talked about story this week. Because I know you be on it. I switched on there on my Instagram, and you know I go on the Hot Sugar and check and see what's popping. I'd be like, damn. I mean, so what's been your most viewed story this week? Most talked about story.
Man, that Tiger story, man. I was the second blog to put it out because Love B. Scott put it out first. Then I got the message. I put it out, and I got a lot of love from that story. That's the biggest story right now.
And really quickly, Famous, and we appreciate you calling in on Blogger Saturday. Who you rolling with in that story? Are you rolling with Mia Isabella, or do you more so believe Tiger's story? Me and Ari saying we really don't know which way to go. We're saying we wouldn't be surprised either way.
I wouldn't be
but,
surprised.
Which way are you rolling?
I do extensive research, so I'm rolling with what I saw with my own eyes, Mia. I'm rolling with Mia because I got receipts.
You said I got receipts. I was sick.
That's the Famous, man. They famous for receipts. If you want some receipts, that's what I get all this talk from. I don't know all that Instagram talk. I get all this talk from my bloggers, and they said that's one thing they mentioned. It's funny you mentioned. They said when it comes to receipts, and I'm sitting there thinking like act like I know what I'm talking about. They're like, when it comes to receipts, it's Famous. You know, man. Shout out your website, man, and keep up the good work.
Oh, yeah, you check me out at www.famous.com. I mean, www.famous.com, you know, it's all the same. Twitter, YouTube, anything.
And UT on YouTube, too.
I'm on everything.
He's doing it up.
Everything.
Yeah,
moving.
Man, everything. Keep it moving, man, on Instagram. You'll check him out, man. The stories are crazy. They're exclusive. You know, like he said, he do research, and as the youngins say, he got receipts.
Yeah.
Yo, thanks, man,
right,
for calling in the Hot Sugar, man. Just keep up the good work.
All right, thank you.
No problem, man. So, yeah, Ari, I'm telling you, check that blog out. I know you probably see it coming across the timeline.
I definitely will. You know, whenever I have a chance, I try to catch up on who's who and what's what. So I'll definitely put him in my next search.
Yeah, definitely. So bottom of the hour, we have, you know, publicist extraordinaire, does a lot of stuff for Hot Sugar, Brian Gross. Really quickly, let's get to this phone call, 347, area code John, Hot Sugar, what happened in Hollywood, Ari.
Yo, what's good?
What's good?
Yo, what up, man? It's Chris. I'm not sure that you meant to contact me, as a matter of fact. I was actually on the line showing some love.
Okay, of course I'm in contact. I saw you on the line, man. What's going on, Chris?
Hi, I'm Ari. How you doing?
I'm good, hon. How are you?
Yeah, always got to show my appreciation to you. Listen, there's something I wanted to know. I watched the, matter of fact, I want to give a shout out to Miss Maria Money.
Okay. Okay. Oh yeah, that girl was August Cuban Cigar. She's the Dollhouse Radio bodyguard.
Word, man, that's a good look.
Yeah,
she
guards Dollhouse Radio with her Twitter life.
Word, man, her breasts look like they can stop any bullet, man. Some serious shit. But yo, check this out.
Yes, they. Shout out
right,
to Cuban Cigar, aka Maria Money.
Yeah, big shout out to her. All right, first of all, I want to know that she's actually the one that introduced me to what's supposed to be going on between Jenna Shea and Bonnie Rotten. What's the other one's name? Christy Mack, right?
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Wait. And you
want to
hear something so funny? We have the magazine that I publish for Spearmint Rhino. Bonnie Rotten's on our cover, and we actually have Christy Mack featuring at a bunch of our clubs. I was like, isn't this hilarious?
Yes, they were going in. When Brian Gross gets online, we're going to get to him in a minute. I have to ask him if he has been following that. But that went berserk. That went berserk.
Because Bonnie
really
Rotten don't
quickly.
Give a fuck. He don't
so
give a fuck.
Yeah, it was Jenna said because Bonnie is pregnant. I didn't know that.
Mm.
mention, so yeah, Bonnie's pregnant now with this dude who Jenna Shea, of course, had to come out with the DMs, this boyfriend of hers that she's been
somebody
dating.
Named Dennis.
Dennis DeSantis or something. I think he dated before that. He dated Farrah Abraham, and I think he dated one of the chicks from the Shah's sons. I think this chick Gigi from Shah's or Sunset or Shah's or Sunrise, whatever.
But Farrah Abraham is the teen mom, right?
Yeah, that's
that
the
girl.
Team mom.
Oh, yeah.
All right, there's something else that I want to ask, that I wanted to ask. I'm sorry to cut you off. Jenna Shea. Someone says that she was with Soulja Boy. Is this this true?
She was with Soulja Boy. She was with Young Bird. She's been around. Jenna Shea, and that's how her and Bonnie started the argument in the first place. Because Bonnie said, urban model bitches that trying to be porn star bitches without trying to get porn star benefits without putting in porn star work or something like that. And,
absolutely. And them girls, they ought to get it in. So I could understand.
Right. Bonnie right now Bonnie Rye right now is the top. And when Christy Mack got involved, that's when it just got crazy. So yeah, Jenna Shea, look her up. She's been around. James Harden, allegedly
James
paid
Harden?
$20,000. Yeah, James Harden allegedly. I think that was the last big story. James Harden allegedly played her $20,000.
Oh man.
She's been around.
Hollywood always be fucking crushing me, man. Last time I talked to this dude, he tried to tell me that Eric B was smashing Wendy Williams, man. Like
he was
God.
Eric. Yes, Eric B. and Eric Sermon back in the day, to both Erics. Yes. Eric Sermon grew up 10 minutes from around my block. You know, matter of fact, if you look on YouTube and you YouTube Eric Sermon and Wendy Williams, he's on there saying remember when the dude came home and he jumped out the window? That was Wendy Williams' window he jumped out of. Because I think Wendy Williams' boyfriend at the time came home. Yo, I'm telling you, man, that the tea is this crazy out here. 616-595-4038. Chris, we'll get back to you. We got my man Brian on the line. Brian Gross, PR extraordinaire. Did a lot of stuff for Downhouse. Listen, I want to ask him about this thing here. Brian Gross is in the building on Downhouse Radio.
What's up?
What's
up? Wow.
I tell you, it's crazy. The week has been crazy. Let's get right into it really quickly, and we want to thank you for spending some time here. We know you're crazy busy. You do a lot of PR for the adult industry. Right now, who's your number one client right now?
I mean, I work – the companies are who I work with mostly, and to be bluntly, because I like checks that clear and I like to work with companies that are solid. So
absolutely.
I work with Evil Angel, Burning Angel. Those are two of my big clients. Wood Rocket, who does all the parodies. Penthouse. Those are the big production houses that I work with. Now, Evil Angel, doing phenomenal work. I think you guys are obviously very familiar and hopefully fans
absolutely.
Of. Joanna Angel's kicking ass with all the Burning Angel stuff going on. And with Wood Rocket, it's all the parodies where they're just pushing the envelope on the craziest stuff possible, with parodies of Guardians of the Galaxy and just anything you've thought of. You're like, oh man, is there yes, there is. And Wood Rocket's doing it. So it's a nice, for me, it's like a really nice diversity as far as the different companies I work with and what we're promoting.
Brian Gross here on Hot Sugar Dollars Radio. I see my left hand bitch just checked in. Miss OD.
Ooh, ooh.
Better late than never.
You know it.
Always on CP time. Miss OD is in the CP on bonus.
No, what's going on?
What's going on, Miss OD? Ari Good is here. We have.
I was sitting there like, I don't know. I saw her text. I'm sitting here wondering what Heaven was going to pay attention.
Yo, can I tell you, I'm sitting here myself too, like, you know what, he had me on hold for mad long. Let me find out I'm on time out in this bitch.
So we got our boy Brian Gross here. Brian, I want to jump into some industry stuff, because how do you respond if you were to see someone like a client of yours, let's say Bonnie Rotten was your client, and you, so I don't know whether you're familiar with this beef that took place, but I'm telling you, I was all over it.
I don't get involved in the beef, so I would potentially be boring in that respect, but I have spent a lot of time with Bonnie. I'm very familiar with her pregnancy and everything she's got going on. You know, who knows? Who knows? We might be throwing a baby shower at Avian. I don't know. But but
Bonnie's the number one right now. See, that's what made me pay attention, because right now Bonnie to me is the number one. She's in the number one slot right now.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting who replaces her. I mean, I really don't know. You know, you guys will probably know before I will.
Well, hold on. Why can't she go have the baby and come back and still be on top? Why she can't do that?
Because she can. Hold on. She can. There's no question about that. It's just a matter of if she's going to want to. You know, she going to want, you know, you look at, you
listen,
know,
some people like that pregnant belly shit. She could be making double right now.
That does exist, and there is money to be made. But remember, that's months. That's like 2-3 months, and then that obviously ends. So it can only be for a certain period of time. But I will say this, in all seriousness about Bonnie. Hard worker, you know, puts in the hours, puts in the effort. Obviously, everyone loves her scenes. And having been around her, having gone to her with radio, having been with her at AVN in L.A. and this and that, she's got a big heart. She's a good girl. But she's feisty. And, you know, she's called, her name is Bonnie Rotten. You know what I mean? She's feisty. And you like that. You like that,
in a person.
You like that in someone who's out there. And she doesn't hold back. You know, she's not going to, you know, she's not going to filter what she says. She's going to come out and say clean. So, you know, if I had a client like that, I let them be. And I have over the years. I've worked with people that are feisty in that nature and are out, are loud. Well, you know, you're not going to stop that. You might want it in certain areas. There might be areas where you're like, save that. Whatever you got, whatever your voice is, save it. Let's put it somewhere else. Let's have you say that somewhere, not right here. But I won't stop that person from being themselves. I can't do that.
So you wouldn't get in the way. Now we're talking to Brian Gross. You wouldn't get in the way of that, because what happened was, and like I said, let's just say she's your number one client. She's big out there. She's got a good reputation in the industry as being a hard worker and lots of fun. But the point when Jenna Shea brought up the pregnancy and then started going off, you know, saying some very bad things. A lot of stuff I don't even want to repeat and just go on the timeline, but that seems like the point where she just couldn't let go. I think it's disappointing, right?
Like someone bad-mouthing someone based on a pregnancy. I mean, it's just disappointing. I'm obviously going to be very PC in this nature. But I've worked, the majority of people I've worked with in my life don't get into the online battles in that respect, because nothing good comes out of it. There's nothing good.
Right.
You know, and we deal with this all the time, and we see it in all facets of entertainment and sport. You know, we just had like the biggest week of ridiculousness in sports history with DeAndre Jordan. So, I mean, we see this, and this is the world we live in.
That was fun, by the way.
It was amazing. But, I mean, you know what's going to be even more amazing is whenever that game is. Whenever the Clippers go out, that's going to be a battle. That's going to be fun. And I'll be blunt. I hate the Clippers. I'm a Lakers. So, I mean,
yeah,
I don't.
You know that Cuban dude is, like, pissed off his rocker. Like,
as he should
super
be.
Disrespected.
Right.
And that's a guy, and again, a very successful person with no filter, but very smart and very honest. Like, I've met him, I've been in circles, a very honest individual who's like, hey, this is how it went down. I don't accept your apology because you didn't write it. And he's right.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, more power to someone who goes, listen, I don't agree with this, you know, but going back to, you know, I don't know anything in regards to the Bonnie or whatever online stuff. I'm just saying, anyone going after anyone, you know, we're around sex, and the thing with sex is sometimes people get pregnant because, you know, sort of what it's for, besides an entertainment and a release value.
Yeah, it happens.
So I don't, you know, anytime I've known anyone to get pregnant, you know, in the industry, it's congratulations, you know. I wish you the best. I hope you have a healthy and wonderful child. I know Dennis very well. These are good people who are happy, who are in love, and they're having a baby. And everyone else can go out and say what they want to say and spew whatever they want to spew. Why? You know, why would you? Because the only thing, way to look at it is, what if it's you? You know, one day you are pregnant. You are having a baby. You fell in love. Like, you want someone giving that back to you? I don't think it's fair, and I don't think it's right.
Absolutely.
I'm speaking with Brian Gross. Really quickly, how do you, in your opinion, because she also got involved in this, and it's funny because I always thought that they kind of looked alike. And Ari just mentioned that she was working with both of them, Christy Mack and Bonnie Rotten. How do you think Christy Mack has bounced back from her incident?
I think it's incredible. I think the ESPN article, which I read the second it landed, the second it came out, I think it was well handled. You know, I had been approached by people around her, hey, she's going to need PR, this and that. I'm like, she doesn't need PR. She needs everything else but PR right now. She needs help. She needs people in her corner. She needs people taking care of her. She needs to take care of herself. You know, forget everyone else out there. Worry about you. Get healthy. Get right. She went through trauma, and to see her bounce back and to see everything about her and from what I've read and what I've seen, tremendous, because, you know, that's a lot. It's a lot for any person, male, female. It's a lot for someone to go through. And you can only wish someone like that the best. You can only hope that they get stronger and get in better positions in their life. And it's been tremendous. I think a lot of people would fold in that situation.
Right. Brian, what is the biggest problem right now in adult entertainment? Someone's asked you, adult films, not to say adult entertainment, in adult films, what's the biggest issue now that we'll say was not an issue 5 years ago?
Well, I think you still have issues. You know, the largest companies are still tube site related. You still have piracy issues. You still have people stealing. And that's not going away at any time. So that's going to be a constant battle. You have things like in California and Los Angeles County, you have things where you're fighting people who want to mandate and put massive government regulations on production. That's a fight. You know, and at the same time, you have what I call sort of you have a large influx of people trying to get into this industry because for whatever reason they want to be in and they want to do stuff, but they come in half-hearted. They don't come in with any sense of what they're getting themselves into, and they get in and they get in too deep. And then, you know, it gives the industry a bad name. You know, I've met a lot over, you know, I got in the industry in 99. I've met a lot of incredible, incredible people. Every industry has bad seeds. I don't care what industry you work in. I've met a lot of incredible people in this industry. And now you're at a time where you have to be smart. You have to know what you're doing. You have to market. You have to create great product. And you have to be on top of things more so than ever. And you still have government getting involved. And you still have, you know, and then you have the big piracy tube stuff. So you've got to be in this 100%. And I think one of the things that brings the industry to its knees in a lot of respect is when people don't take what they're doing seriously.
And we're talking to Brian Gross at 646-595-4038. And I tell you, judging from the way you're talking, I'm sure the girls will agree. You sound very passionate about what you do. For people out there who, you know, want to be serious about this, but they just don't know how to go about it, make sure you shout out your Twitter information and let us know exactly what's the next big thing you have coming up. And just really quickly, give them a little word of advice of how to maybe contact you, speak with you, or their next move as far as if they want to take it serious.
Well, my Twitter is at BSGPR, B as in boy, S as in Sam. G as in Grace, T as in Paul, R as in Robert, so BSGPR. And, you know, like anything in life, you don't go into anything, you know, without some sort of knowledge, without some sort of education without research, exactly. And people want to say, oh, you know what, if everything else fails, I'll just go do porn. And that is just a disaster. That's a disaster. And I have worked with, over the years, incredible women who got into this industry saying, I'm going to kick some ass. I'm going to make a name. I'm going to be successful. I'm going to make money. I'm going to start a brand. And they're serious about it, and they do very well. And the girls that, you know, we still talk about and talk to, you know, I got to spend time at the last AVN with Asa Akira. That girl's unbelievable. That girl's work ethic is unbelievable. She's smart. She's got a lot going on. She's got great people in her corner. That's what you need. You can't come into this industry alone. You got to know who to connect with. You got to know, you know, what you want to do. You got to have goals. You know, whenever someone comes to me and goes, I want to be, you know, I want to publish this. I want to do this. I go, come back with your goals. Come back with what you want, exactly what you want to do. Because I can't help you if you're just coming in with an attitude of, well, I just want to make money and be famous. That's not going to work. You've got to be specific.
Right.
Because
that's so true.
You got to put in the time. And I think a lot of people don't realize how much time and sacrifice you need to put in. You're spending all day and all night on set sometimes. You're working hours you don't want to work. You're in cities you don't want to be in. That's the way it goes. You got to earn it. And I think people just think, I'm going to become a porn star and all of a sudden I'm famous and I'm going to make a lot of money. And it's just not true.
Wow. Where's the applause for that man? You better... People have to understand that.
They do.
It's true. You're very right. A plan of action is absolutely necessary.
It's very disappointing because people just go, well, if all else fails. And it's an insult to a lot of the incredibly smart people that I have spent my time with, that I have mentored or been mentored by, that I've looked up to, that I've spent time with, who take their jobs very seriously. And you have to. This is a job. This is a business. And business needs to be taken in a serious manner. It's that simple.
Make sure you follow him on Twitter, Brian, man. We thank you for checking in with us. Give us a few minutes. Make sure you come back, and I'll follow you on Twitter as well.
You got it, man. You guys have a good night.
You too.
All right,
nice.
Brian,
good night.
Both in there, kicking the ballistics here. Miss OD, me and Ari was getting into it, and he covered a lot of good stuff. And you know, I'm glad that he said what he said, because a lot of times we have porn stars on, and they really don't want to go there. You know, they don't really don't want to. Well, you know, not really. I don't really make that much money. Or you know, they want to make themselves. You know, they're scared to say, hey, you know what? You know, you're not really gonna be making that much money if you're not in it for the long haul. You know, so people have to understand that.
Definitely got to brand yourself.
Yeah, you
have everybody thinks this happens overnight, but it doesn't. You can't just bust it wide open.
Your legs.
It's nothing.
And then you,
exactly.
You know,
it's nothing that they haven't
the
seen. And it's nothing that the industry hasn't seen before, so you need to be special. There has to be something about you to make people actually even pay attention. Pussy is pussy.
And Lord knows there's enough of it out there.
Exactly. What's so special about you, bitch? Show me.
4038, I can't what you do. Okay, let me go back to the lines. People have been waiting a long time. We have to get into all this other stuff we have going on. There's a lot of stuff going on. Okay, let's see who's next.
I haven't did that. About my award nomination.
Who's award nomination?
My award nomination.
You got award nomination?
I know. I was shocked, too. I was like, holy shit. All of a sudden, my phone started going off, and all these porn stars were like, oh, congratulations. And I was like, what I do now? But I guess, I know, it's funny when you wake up and you have, like, 8 text messages. And you know how, like, you network with people, so you save each other's numbers, but you don't really communicate like that. So then all of a sudden, you see all these text messages come up, and I'm like, huh, this should be interesting. But no, I got nominated. ED Publications is the kind of like the Wall Street Journal for the adult entertainment industry when it comes to the strip club / porn stars and features and stuff like that. And I got nominated for an award for, I guess, basically doing my job pretty damn well.
Well, congratulations, man.
Yeah, well, congratulations.
Of course. I know. I've never, I mean, I've I receive, you know, recognition for stuff, but, you know, I've only been in the adult entertainment industry for 3 years, so I was like, this should be interesting. So anyways, I found it kind of, you know,
aren't
whatever.
So send you, like, some type of memo when you're nominated for
something? Well, you know, no, it was the I was sitting in my office. I was sitting in my office at our corporate office for Spearmint Rhino, and all of a sudden HR walks in, and I was like, whatever happened, I didn't do it. Whoever said it, they're fucking lying. Like, you know, and he was like, no, and he actually gave me the official notice that I guess they sent the company, and was like, and he was like, oh, congratulations, and I was like, well, thanks, so y'all shipping me to New Orleans? What's going on?
Well, how about a raise? Shit, niggas are getting awards and shit. Can I get
a raise?
Nice. Right, so it should be interesting. I'll keep you guys posted. You know, I'll let you know if I win or
definitely.
All right, congratulations.
Definitely.
Thank you. You know,
see that? She knows something, but she knows what she's doing.
I know what I'm doing.
904 area code. You're on Hot Sugar with Ari Good. And Ms.
Well,
OD
how
and
you know she don't suck dick? Wait a minute. How you know that? You don't know her life. How you know?
So, well, that's the long-running dollhouse joke. Because back in the day, India would be like, Ari, this, that, and the other. I'm like, I put that in my mouth. And ever since then, it's just been, you know.
Oh,
that's
904 area code.
Yep.
904 area code. Join Hot Sugar. 904.
Hello.
Hello.
That's what do they call them, those listening voyeurs or whatever? They can't see it, so they get off by listening.
904, you're on Hot Sugar. I heard her say hello. 904. We'll come back to her. 646-595-4038. Don't be scared now. Once you get on the air.
We don't bite.
Let's see what else we got here. There's a few other calls here. I can't see. There's so many damn calls. All right, hold on a second here. So, anyway, 646-595-4038. So, Ms. O.D., the police officer... there was a Miami police officer who was a female, and she is being investigated by the FBI because they realize now, or they figured out that she's doing porn on the side. Now, they're trying to investigate to see if she was doing this porn while she was a cop, which
and
in
if
their
she
mind,
did.
Right. That's why I'm getting to that question. So
well, you gotta hurry up because that's what my mind want to know. So the fuck what?
So the fuck what? It's not like it's illegal.
Yeah, there is that, and this is my thing. This
and
is my thing.
And like she was fucking in the precinct.
Listen, and I worked all day on this little joke. So you can. Now you're going to make me forget my joke. I said, oh, so you don't get in trouble for beating on a complete stranger, but you get in trouble for beating off a complete stranger.
I hate that.
Yo, I hate you, Nick.
What's the big deal? What's your thought on that? Her name, on her porn name is Janae. Let's see. What is her porn name?
Isn't there another?
Her porn name is Janae Fox. Janae Fox is her porn name. And she is a police officer. She's been a police officer for 10 years. And now she's being investigated for them finding out she did porn.
Oh, wait, my God. So fucking what? You investigate but you won't investigate all these black people getting killed?
Yeah. They're trying to investigate her. The FBI is trying to investigate her. And that's some sort of violation.
Like they don't got enough doors and shit to go kick in and bullshit, right? They're going to wait.
But they're going to have fun investigating that, too, I'm sure.
Do they give out some type of statement as to what exactly they feel is the discrepancy? Like, what's the problem exactly?
What I'm going to say is, I'm going to say that maybe it's some sort of
violation that she can't do porn while she is, you know, on the force or something of that.
Why not? So that's somebody hating. Be a cop. I mean, really.
Somebody's hating.
Right.
You know how it is? A lot of those girls, that, I mean, like, I'm pretty sure knowing that she's a police officer, she probably did whatever she could to kind of, like, disguise her, you know, her actual identity. Because there's plenty of girls that put on their wigs and shit. So unless you know them personally, you don't know that's them. So it was somebody in her fucking personal life, either a bitter bitch or a bitter ex, that blew her cover, because that's some bullshit.
An old partner, a partner she didn't want to work with no more.
Something,
right.
Yeah.
Because you was doing it for 10 years you've been a cop, and only now it's that shit is coming up? What?
Right.
Right. I don't see the big deal myself.
Damn, what's
646-595-4038. Okay, so I believe we got 904 back on there. You are on the Heaven, on Hot Sugar with Heaven Hollywood, Miss OD, and Ari Good.
Yeah, what's up, y'all?
What's going on?
What's up? And just shout out, give shout outs, and listen to the show.
What's going
on?
Thank
you, 904.
This is the 904. This is the call we couldn't get before. You was on the line before?
Oh, he just called, showed love, and dropped it, huh?
All right. Showed love and get off. All right.
Thank
you. We'll take it. 646-595-4038. So, Safari got a new boo. Nikki Minaj. Nicki Minaj
is ex. Is she the daughter of a billionaire, or is she a fucking felon? I'm confused. What is she?
She could be both.
What, you talk,
be both,
you
yes, you're
about
right.
Safari's new girl?
Yes.
Well, I don't.
First of all, let me say, if that girl is the daughter of a billionaire, that is the most definite he definitely wanted in the come up game. Because if he marries that bitch, he's popping for life. He got a dick to that real good, give her a baby, and he so beat Nicki Minaj in the eye, who did it better after me thing. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Meek Mills ain't touching nobody's fucking billionaire daddy.
Well, and interesting, you know how much I trust in CelebrityNetWorth.com. And CelebrityNetWorth.com, I always say, well, you know, Nicki came up because of Meek Mills, but he's only worth $1 million more than Safari. On CelebrityNetWorth.com, they have Meek Mills listed at $3 million and Safari listed at $2 million. So I thought that it was much bigger difference than that. But you know who I think you're speaking on? Now this girl, you know who's the billionaire? I think we got it mixed up. You know who's the billionaire's daughter? The one French Montana's dating. French Montana is now dating Dorothy Wong. Dorothy Wong is the billionaire's daughter.
Oh, this that girl, whiny that, bitch from Beverly Hills, spoiled, silver spoon.
You're right.
Yeah.
That's who he's dating. This chick that Safari's dating, I think she's just like a former industry model. Now she does like...
Wasn't she? They say he met her on Wild and Out.
Yes. She
like
was on Wild and Out. Absolutely.
Yeah.
She was on Wildin' Out, and she is famous in Hollywood for these fancy hairstyles. It's Cole Murphy's hair, and she's done a lot of people. She's known around Hollywood for being like the bomb hairstylist. So that's where he met her. And you know, Nicki, of course, by saying on Instagram, right after Safari puts the picture up of him and the girl, Nicki puts out this little post like, oh, you know why I'm so, why I walk around so unbothered? That's the new Instagram talk. Unbothered is because I get love like that every day from all these amazing people in different countries. So I'm unbothered. By putting that you're bothered and just showing that you're bothered. Because why would you even post that directly 3 minutes after Safari posts the video of him and the girl together or what have you?
She always wants to be the winner, but the reality
is
he now is moving past you and don't give a fuck.
Right. you know, I'm glad. Like I said, I'm glad because, you know, Meek Mills, they came out throwing their little shit. Meek Mills was saying, oh, you know, why would I get him? Because Safari was saying that he miraculously got banned from the Soul Train Awards. And then Meek invited. He's never did the Soul Train Awards by himself. Like, why would we have to ban
him? You know what's going on right now? No, you know what it is? Meek, pretty much how, I said this before, how Alicia Keys elevated Swiss Beats. Wasn't nobody giving a fuck about Swiss Beats before he got with Alicia Keys. She brought him into the boardroom environment. She brought him into those exclusive label parties. She brought him up. So pretty much because of who Nicki is, she's slowly but surely elevating Meek Mills, because other than that, he would still just be a nigga on Maybach Music making his bang bang shoot 'em up, you know, his tracks and shit. So the only reason why people are actually starting to look at him a different way is because of his association to his girlfriend. That's
He gets the number one album miraculously, his first number one album after he starts dating Nicki. I mean, come on, why would people think that happened? This is his first number one album ever that he had, from the first album that he put out, what have you. And this
You know what it is? White America finally knows who it is. Who knows who he is. He went from being an actual urban artist to now he's getting that white suburban college kid money. That's what he's getting now. So now he's like Wendy Williams. When she was on radio, white people wasn't fun. Nobody knew who she was. The industry turned against her. All of a sudden, she got her show. Gays and fucking white people started knowing who she was, and now she's the ghetto Oprah.
Well, that's a great line. 6465954038. Oh man, the time went so fast. We have to end the show. We're gonna have to pick it up next week. All our bloggers that did not call in, or called in too late, or was on the line and didn't press one like I told you to. I might make an exception for next week if you call back next week. Real quick, what I wanted to get to, and we didn't get a chance to, is Rachel Dolezal, which was the, you know, the woman who was acting black from the NAACP. The question I wanted to ask you, girl, is why shouldn't she be accepted the way the whole world accepted Caitlyn Jenner? Why can't they accept Rachel Dolezal?
Because this bitch is talking about her background. This is where you come from. This is what essentially makes you you. And you lied about that whole shit. That other shit, that's different. That's like, that's them talking about, like, that's feelings. And that Bruce Jenner shit is different. That shit is just different.
Right.
You're talking about your race. You're talking about, like, come on, girl. Oh.
Sorry.
I agree. That's totally fucking different. And the fact that she would sit there and continue to lie, like, when a news person was like, is this your father? And she was like, I don't know. I don't understand what you're asking me. Bitch, is this your father? Like, she just, I don't know. She's people. There's nothing wrong. I see why white people and white women and men and shit want to be us or have, you know, give the perception that they have some form of ethnicity besides just being plain ass white. But there's a way of going about doing it. Stay true to your fucking roots. And still, you know, embrace black culture. You don't have to try to sell the fact that you're something that you're not. No. So, no, fuck her.
That shit is just different.
Oh, man. We didn't get a chance to get into. So we pretty much covered everything. Once again, this is Hot. So the Dollhouse Radio, every Saturday night, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to midnight. The only thing we really didn't get a chance to really talk about, other than that, was, oh, I think we covered everything. Oh, the urban reality shows this year for the first time since, I believe, right after the dip of the For the Love of Ray J's went down. This is the first time since then that urban reality shows are really starting to dip in ratings. Have we finally saw the end? Is the end near for urban reality shows? Because not even Love and Hip Hop or any of them are putting up the ratings they were. And remember, Mona came out early and said that she's going to, you know, these new episodes, there's not going to be any fighting, there's not going to be any, you know, less,
yeah,
much
people
less
started
violent.
Suing each other. Company members
right.
started saying, hey, we feel like our lives are in danger filming these fucking shows because these black people is cray-cray. You started, essentially, you put the white people's lives in danger, and now you're fucked.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Before they were cool
oh,
with it, it was funny
beautiful.
To watch the monkeys fight, but then now it's so important. Oh, my God, they're starting to pull out guns. Oh, my God, they're jumping and hitting us. Oh, my God, he wants to beat me up because I asked him a question? They're getting tight. They're done. They're done.
Oh, yeah, you're too much. We have to go, but next week, Ari will probably be off. Ari, thank you for coming in.
Yes.
Miss OG,
no,
of course.
Pray for me next week. I have a big event that I'm trying to just get through. So, yes, I won't
okay.
be on, but I should have tons of pictures and fun stuff to share on Monday.
Oh, that would be great. Yes.
I wish you luck.
Yeah, fun stuff to share. We'll
you.
Make sure we get into that. Miss OG,
yes.
good to talk with you again. We'll be
always
talking very soon. Next week, come back to the Hot Sugar on Dollhouse Radio. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week.